Hello, everyone. Today I'd like to read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 15. It says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear." I recently read an article on the internet, and the title was 23 Hilarious Predictions About the Year 2020 That Are Way Off. All of these predictions in this article were made at various points in time in history, some as early as the early 1900s and some as late as the 1960s. And I'd just like to share a few of these 23 hilarious predictions. One of the predictions said this: human feet will become just one big toe. This prediction was made in 1911 by a surgeon at the Royal College of Surgeons in England. He felt that human feet would develop and grow and evolve into where there'd just be one big toe. Another prediction said that in 2020, we would all live in flying houses. This prediction was actually made in 1966, and this scientist said that if we wanted to move, all we had to do is fly our house to another location. Another prediction said that mail will be sent and delivered by rockets by the year 2020. This came about by an experiment that was done in 1959 by the U.S. Navy. They sent 3,000 letters to well-known politicians by removing the warhead of rockets and putting in a container full of mail. This project was successful, and so they predicted that by 2020 that mail will be delivered by rockets. And then one prediction was made about 15 years ago and said that in 2020 eating will no longer be necessary. They predicted that we'd just be able to take a pill or get a shot, and that would eliminate the need to eat. And I'm glad that prediction hasn't come true. And then someone predicted in the year 1900 that by the 21st century, the letters C, X, and Q will no longer be a part of the alphabet, and they'll no longer be necessary for the English language. Here in the Old Testament, there were prophets who spoke with God's authority and spoke God's message and foretold future events. Here in Deuteronomy 18, Moses is speaking, and he refers to Jesus as the coming Messiah, and Moses identifies Jesus as a prophet. In the Old Testament, prophets spoke God's message to the people. And Moses identifies Jesus as a prophet, which meant that Jesus would come and deliver a message to the people. The message of Jesus was a message of hope and forgiveness for all people, and that message is still true today. We know the Bible teaches that Jesus is God in human form, and Jesus is all-knowing. He knows all things about the future, including your future. He wants to guide us and direct us through life because he knows what's best for us. Let's determine to allow Jesus to be Lord of our life and ask him to guide our steps and to direct our path. Instead of trying to make our own way through life and chart our own course, let's follow him because he knows what lies ahead. Proverbs 16:9 says this: "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Psalm 37:23 says, "The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." One of the predictions that was in that article I read said that by 2020, everyone would be able to predict their own future for themselves. No one can really predict the future. But as Christians, we have a Savior that knows every detail about the future, including every detail about our own individual lives. You know, there's a song that has the following words: I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. 2020 has turned out to be a crazy year. We are living in unprecedented times. But Jesus knew all about it before it happened, and he knows what will happen in the future. Let's live by faith and ask our Lord to lead us each new day, and then follow him by faith. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Thank you for listening, and God bless you.